So this evening, I want to talk to us about what to do when we are facing fear and uncertainty. Many of us might be feeling uncertain at the moment, whether that's from the political climate, whether that's a personal situation. We all face fear and uncertainty at some time in our lives. But God says, the Bible says that God is good all the time. So what about those times when you're not really sure what he's doing or where he is in a situation? What about when you just can't really see him at work and you're just not sure what's going on? I'm not saying I have all the answers, I don't, but I'd just love to share a few thoughts and a few reflections on what might be helpful for us to do in those times. So I'm going to be looking at Acts 7, and feel free to follow along in your Bibles. We're not going to read it all because it's quite long, but on page 1099, actually starts a little bit before Acts 7 on 1098. So feel free to have it open in front of you and follow it along. I'm kind of following it chronologically through there, so follow along if you'd like to. This passage is about a guy called Stephen. He had just got a new job, actually. He'd just got a new job working for the early church. He was in charge of helping them with their ministry. It says he was a guy that was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. And he was in charge of feeding the poor, and he went round and he was ministering to people. He was a really good egg. But he, right when he just got this new job, at a time that really didn't seem to make sense, he got into some big trouble with the Sanhedrin. That was a council of Jewish leaders who did not believe in this Jesus thing at all and were not happy about the fact that people were going around saying that the Messiah had come. So Stephen got hauled in front of the Sanhedrin and accused falsely of blasphemy, which means saying lies about God. And they even got false witnesses to come to this court and say that he'd lied about God, that he'd blasphemed against God. He knew that if the Sanhedrin decided that he had blasphemed against God, he might be killed. That was probably a situation of extreme uncertainty and fear. Stephen, these guys in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, they're not like magical, holy, super people. They're just people. And like any of us who was facing uncertainty, possibly even death, I'm sure Stephen was afraid. Life sometimes is scary and hard. Sometimes we can't see how this could possibly be God's plan. I work at a charity where I've actually met Christians who have been in prison and facing the death penalty for their faith. And that's they'll be the first person to say that they were afraid. And they looked and they said, God, where are you in this? I've never personally faced death or the death penalty, but I have faced some pretty uncertain and fearful times. When I was a teenager, I got sick and the doctor told me I might well be sick for 10 years. God stepped in and I was only sick for about 3 years. But all of us at some point in our lives will face a situation of fear and uncertainty. So what do we do in those situations? How do we begin as Christians to comprehend it? I'm going to suggest 3 steps. Looking at what Stephen did. It's just some thoughts, really. 3 steps to hold tight through those times. So step 1, look back and see that God is faithful, even when we can't see what he's doing, even when we lose hope or even give up on God. This is what Stephen did. In front of this whole court, he got up and he gave them basically an overview of their own faith. He gave them an overview of the Old Testament, drawing attention to all these times when people had given up hope because they were facing really scary and uncertain times, and God had been faithful. He reminded them that Abraham had nothing and no children and was really old and it was biologically impossible, when God promised him that he would have a big family and like loads of land. That would have been pretty uncertain. He wouldn't have been able to see how God worked that one out, but God was faithful, and that's exactly what happened. Stephen reminded them of Joseph, who came from such a painful and chaotic family that his own family ended up selling him into slavery. I wonder how many of us have had really painful times in our families where we've gone, God, where are you in this? But it says God was with him and rescued him. and actually gave him power and responsibility, which ended up saving the land from a famine down the road. No way, when Joseph was in prison and as a slave, was he thinking, I know what God's doing because I'm going to suddenly work for the Egyptian guy who's going to be in charge of all the food, and so I'm going to be able to give it out for this famine that's about to happen. He wouldn't have known that. He would have been uncertain about what was going on. But God was so faithful and he worked it all out. Later on, a new king rose up in Egypt who put the whole of God's people into slavery and made new mums kill their own baby sons, which is the most unbearably awful thing. These women and these families would have just cried out to God, not understanding or seeing what was going on at all, or seeing a way out. I wonder if we've ever cried out to God. Meanwhile, God was raising Moses, a Jewish kid raised by the royal family, and actually dealing with his own stuff as well. He was a complicated person. He killed someone. He had a lot going on. But God brought it all together, worked through Moses' pain to save the Israelites, who then he led out of Egypt, and they were free. But they gave up complete hope again when they were facing uncertainty. In the desert, they were hungry. They got scared. They turned away from God. They couldn't see where God was. Even though he'd just led them out of slavery, they kind of forgot about what he'd done for them and gave up hope. And they hurt God because they made idols and turned to other things for answers. But God was with them. He didn't give up on them. He was so faithful. So Stephen goes through all of this stuff with the Sanhedrin and says, look, he reminded himself and he reminded them of some pretty dark and uncertain times for God's people, where over and over again, God's people faced those times and gave up hope. But nevertheless, over and over again, God was faithful. Stephen reminds them that God even poured himself out, sending his son to die, to love and restore us, and we crucified him. So God's faithfulness didn't end there, but allowed that crucifixion to save and free us. So God is always faithful, always good, always at work, even when we lose hope and we can't see it. Stephen, who was about to be killed, spoiler alert, I'm afraid he did die. But it says, even though he was so scared, he looked back at how faithful God had been. And it says he was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked up to heaven and he saw the glory of God. God met him by reminding himself of God's faithfulness. God met him and he saw the glory of God. So that's what we should do too. Step one of dealing with uncertainty and fear is to look back. It can really help us trust in those dark times. Look back over the Bible and see times when God has been faithful. But also, look back over your own life and the life of those you've met, the testimonies you've heard, times when God has been with you, times where you felt peace or reassurance, words of truth. Think about the first time you realized that he died to save you. If you don't know yet, just a side note, if you're a visitor here, if you don't know yet, and maybe this is the first time, you're really considering that God's faithfulness meant that he put himself, his son, on a cross to be faithful to you and to bring you out of whatever it is you face through your whole life, because that is the saving grace, that is the heart of the Bible. If you don't know that that's about you yet, please at the end come and see one of the team, Rachel or Don, anyone over here, and we'd love to pray with you. But yeah, if you already do know that, but sometimes it's so easy to forget how faithful God is to us when we can't see him at work. Practical prompt, I'd really recommend that maybe when you get home, why don't you write it down for yourself? You know, write down the times that God has been faithful to you. Write down the stories of God's faithfulness and how good he is, so that next time you're having a wobble and you can't see him at work, you can just remind yourself. What I want you to do now, quick break, turn to somebody near you and tell them just like a one sentence. Tell them one sentence about a time when God has been faithful to you. And if you can't think of one, just turn to them and say, God died to save me. And then when they've told you that, the reply is, just tell them, which is a line from the song we just sang, you will never walk alone. So either you say, tell them something that God has done to be faithful to you, or say, God died to save me. And then the reply is, you will never walk alone. Go on. Brilliant. If you didn't manage to grab anyone because there wasn't anyone right nearby, let me just tell you this. Just for the people that didn't manage to chat to someone, I'll be your partner. I'll be your partner right now. God sent his son to save you, and you will never walk alone. So step one, look back at God's faithfulness. Step two, this is a tough one. Actually, well, they're all kind of tough in tough times. But step two, accept that we won't always understand what God is up to. Sometimes with hindsight, we get to see God working out his plan. Sometimes we might never see it, but God is always faithful. God is always good. Like Stephen reminded the Sanhedrin, the slaves in Egypt could never have imagined that God would be raising up Moses. Joseph could never have imagined that God would work through that rubbish situation he was in, slavery and family breakdown, to save the people. Stephen is killed in this passage. At the very end of Acts, he gets stoned and he dies. But when Stephen dies, he died in front of the most powerful Jews, including Saul, who was persecuting Christians and was completely against God at that point. But Paul saw that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit and that he looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God. All of those most powerful Jews who were against God at the time saw the Holy Spirit through Stephen and heard the truth about God. And Saul went on to become Paul, the guy that wrote half the New Testament and really founded the early church. I'm not saying that God planned or intended those times of real suffering. I'm not saying slavery was ever God's idea. I'm not saying that those situations were created by God. I think often in those situations, humans hurt each other out of our own brokenness. The world is a scary, uncertain, and hard place, and being a Christian by no means guarantees an easy ride. I'm not saying that God created those situations, but God is always faithful with us in times of suffering and uncertainty, and he can always work out things for good, even when we can't understand it. My husband, Roop, felt when he was a teenager really called to youth work in the church. He felt like that was exactly what God was asking him to do with his life. So for 4 years, he trained and worked alongside that training, and he worked so hard and in a really tough situation with very little support, and he actually burned out. And then at the end of that 4 years, he still felt called to youth work, so he started applying for different youth work jobs, loads of jobs that he was really, like, really well suited to. And all of these doors kept closing. It was like he just could not get another job in youth work. And we were so confused. We were going, God, you called him to this. Where are you? What are you doing? I mean, and Roop sort of gave up a little bit on that and became an electrician, where, really confusingly, the doors just kept flying open. You know, and we were like, what are you doing, God? Why did you leave him when you called him to youth work and now he seems to be doing electrics and that seems to be working out? Like, what are you doing? We just didn't understand where God was or what he was doing. But now, in September this year, we're moving to Kosovo because a team working with really vulnerable people out there needs someone to go and teach electrics to a load of young people. You see what I'm saying? In hindsight, we can see that God was using that, which felt like a really hard, tough, uncertain place to be when the youth work doors just slammed closed. But actually, God has worked through that, brought that together, and now Roop is like this perfect person for this job that we're going to go and do. Obviously, he still is going to need a lot of God's strength and courage to do that. It's going to be tough, but we can see that God has been at work the whole time, even when God felt pretty far away. Sometimes we actually never get that hindsight. We actually never get to see what God is doing. And that's tough. I'm standing here asking you to say, trust God, believe that he's good, even if you're never going to see what the goodness is in a situation. I heard this story at work this week. Like I said, I work for a charity that deals with a lot of people who are persecuted for their faith. So this is a true story of people that we work with. In the late 1980s, in an area of Sri Lanka that was entirely Buddhist, there were no Christians in the area, and anybody that talked about Christ in the area would have faced really severe persecution. There was this Buddhist monk, quite senior Buddhist monk called Lionel, who again hated Christians and was really against Christ. He was walking down the road one day when somebody in a car threw a leaflet out of the window at him, and it fluttered to his feet, and he thought, what? So he picked it up, and it was a leaflet about Jesus and about Christ. And he was really angry at first when he first realized what it was, because actually that person deserved to be punished. This was a Buddhist area and they'd thrown a Christian leaflet out the window. Like, what are they doing? That was a dangerous thing to do. But as he started reading through the leaflet, it really spoke to him. And there and then, by the side of the road, as then the only Christian within 50 square miles, he gave his life to Christ. So he went away. He left that really dangerous area, went to an area of Sri Lanka where there were more Christians. He went to Bible college. He married a lady called Lalani. They had a baby son. And then they felt called to move back to that really dangerous and scary area of Sri Lanka and started a church. So that's what they did. It was a very small church. There was only about 20 people in the height of when it was running at that time, because it was really dangerous to be a Christian in that area. So dangerous, in fact, that one day armed men broke into Lionel and Lalani's house and shot Lionel, and he died right in front of Lalani and their baby son. Obviously, that's an awful situation for that woman and baby to end up in. But God gave Lalani strength and courage, and she felt like she needed to stay in that area and by herself continue to lead this church, even though everybody would have totally understood if she wanted to flee. But God gave her strength and courage, and she carried on. And through her and through that testimony and through the strength that she got in that time, the church network that she was running grew and grew. And now there are thousands of Christians in that area. And the first thing you see when you drive in that province is the road sign with the big cross of Lalani's church right behind it. That, it hasn't been easy for Lalani. Her husband died. God didn't plan for Lionel to die like that, but God is so faithful, and he used that, and he used that testimony of Lalani's strength and courage, and they broke amazing ground for the kingdom. But it was also, remember the guy that threw the leaflet out the car? If he'd been caught doing that, if Lionel had been able to catch up with him, he would have been in serious trouble. Maybe he would have been killed. And I'll bet that that guy never, ever knew ever the impact that having the courage to throw that leaflet out the car window had. In his lifetime, he'll never know the impact of what God was doing in that situation. He would have been punished. It would have been a hard thing for him to do. But he will never know the impact until he meets all these people in heaven that became Christians because of that small act. Step one is look back and see that God is faithful. Step two, accept that we might not understand how God is faithful and how God is working through that situation. We just have to trust he is. Finally, step three, and this is also a tough one, show up and keep worshiping. Stephen couldn't see how God was going to work through that situation. He knew he might die at the peak of his ministry, just got a new job. He did die, but Stephen showed up. He wasn't a superhero. He wasn't prepared with this speech in his back pocket. But he showed up because he believed in God's goodness. And God gave him the Holy Spirit. God gave him faith and courage and the words to say. We have to show up and keep worshiping when we can't see God at work. We have to hold on to what we know about God that's true all the time. That he's faithful. That he always works to restore. He always works to redeem and heal. He's bigger than any situation, and actually he's bigger than we can ever understand. But keep showing up. Show up for one another. Show up at church. It's not easy to worship in the hard times. It's not easy when we can't understand and we can't see God to stand here and sing that he's good. But that's actually true worship. That's real sacrifice to show up and do that. And that is real worship, which God values so much. So don't wait until everything is good in your life to recognize that God is good. If you show up when everything is hard and painful and uncertain, you don't have to show up with a smile on your face and pretend that everything is fine. We can show up and be real about the fact that things are hard sometimes. But God is good all the time. God is bigger and God is faithful all the time. And so we show up, we keep worshiping. And the best thing about that is that God keeps showing up too. Even if the situation doesn't get immediately resolved, even if the hard thing doesn't go away and we don't understand why it's hard in the first place, God does always show up to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to be faithful to us, to give us courage and healing. He's always, always good. So I just want us to now close our eyes, if that's all right with you. And let's just reflect, because actually, maybe there's some people here, maybe you're in a situation which is hard and uncertain. Maybe you're feeling afraid or vulnerable. Maybe you can't see God at work, or you can't see how a situation is going to resolve for good. Maybe you've showed up here to try and keep worshiping, but you just don't know if you're sure that God is good at this point. If that is you, I'd really like to invite you to come. I know it's scary in itself, but I'd really like to invite you to come up and join me here and stand with me here, because we'd love to pray together. Facing fear and uncertainty happens to absolutely everyone. And part of showing up is showing up for each other, standing with each other in prayer, and recognizing together as we lean on one another that God is always good. So if that's you, please come up now and stand with me. I'm just going to say a prayer for all of us standing up here, and if that's you and you're still in your seats, that's okay too. I'm going to say a prayer for all of us, and then I'm going to ask, when I've done praying, if you've been a Christian for a long time and you feel comfortable praying for other people, would you come up here and pray with these people too, to stand alongside them, all stand together, and you can lay hands on and pray if that's something you've done before. Heavenly Father, we come before you now, and we can't say that everything is good, and we can't say that we can always see exactly how you're working. You know our hearts, you know our situation, you know what we're facing. But Lord, we stand here together, and in faith we say that you are always good, you are always faithful, you always show up for your people and bless us with your presence. So this evening, Lord, I just ask that you would stand with us. Give us courage to keep worshiping. Remind us of the times you've been faithful to us. Reassure us that even when we don't understand what you're doing, you're always good. You're always with us. You never leave us or forsake us. We trust you, God, even when that's a sacrifice.